sweetie? Are you there? I'm coming in.
There you are. I've been looking all over for you. Have you been trying to hide from me? You naughty boy. I'm your girlfriend. You shouldn't be hiding from me. You didn't give me permission to come in? Oh, sweetie, this is my home. I don't need your permission to do anything. Now, enough of this silliness. Be a good boy for mommy and get on the bed. What has gotten into you today? If you keep misbehaving like this, mommy will have to punish you. And you wouldn't want that, would you? You want to be on top this time? Oh, you think you're the man of the house? Oh, sweetie. Oh, you can't be serious. There is no way that someone like you could actually top a mommy dom like me. Because, well, you're so small. Oh, don't pout, sweetie. I didn't mean to upset you. It's just that, well, look at me. I'm well over 6 feet tall, with large H-cup breasts, wide hips, and a round curvy ass. Your head barely reaches up to my chest. Compared to you, sweetie, I'm a giant. Just the thought of a little man like you trying to control a mommy dom goddess like me is just so... I'm sorry. That was mean of me. But it is just so funny. Okay, sweetie. I can see that you're serious about this. So I'll humor you for a bit and give you a chance to be in charge. Here, see? Mommy is bent over for you. My wide, curvy ass is exposed. Why don't you come over here and show me what you can do? That's right. I am giving you the opportunity to take command and fuck your mommy from behind. Well, what are you waiting for? You're not scared, are you? After all that talk about being the man of the house, are you gonna shy away now? After I was nice enough to bend over and give you a chance to show me what you can do? That's it, baby. Get behind your mommy. Stick your penis deep inside my cunt and fuck me as hard as you can. Oh, what's the matter, sweetie? Is mommy too tall for her good boy? You can't reach, can you? You poor little guy. How are you going to take control of mommy when you can't even reach her pussy? I know. Why don't you go get your step stool? That's it, sweetie. Climb up on your little step stool. There you go. Now you can actually reach mommy's pussy. Well, just barely. Okay, dear, show me what you can do. Take your cock and thrust away inside my pussy. Let's see how well you can handle this hot, wet cunt of mine. Okay. That's a good try, sweetie. But maybe you could go a little faster? That's as fast as you can go? Oh, dear. No, you're doing great. Really. But maybe I can help you just a little bit. Here, let me just reach back and grab you by your arms. Now I'll just pull you up and over my big round mommy ass. There! Now you should have enough leverage to really thrust your... Oh! Sweetie, are you dangling in the air right now? My goodness. Your feet can't even reach the step stool anymore. You're just hanging on to my ass as your legs flail around. So adorable. I wonder what would happen if I... How does that feel, sweetie? Do you like the way mommy butts her ass in the air, forcing you higher and higher as you cling to her hips for dear life? I have to say, feeling the weight of your small body pressed against my ass, your cock going deeper and deeper inside my pussy every time I thrust up into you. Oh, it feels very nice. But you can't really say that you're topping me, can you? I mean, even if you're the one on top, I'm clearly the one in control. I control how fast you thrust. I control how hard you fuck me. I can even control how deep your cock goes inside of me. It's funny. I went through all the trouble of bending over and letting you take charge, and here I am, still in control of your cock. And you actually called yourself the man of the house. No matter how much you try and act like a man, you'll always be a little boy to me. A scared little boy who needs his big, strong mommy to take control. Whoopsie! Looks like someone slipped. Was mommy's ass too much for my good little boy? I guess even after all that talk, you couldn't handle the ride, could you? Don't worry. I'm not upset with you. Just disappointed. I mean, I knew that you would fail to dominate me. That was obvious from the start. I just didn't think that you would do so poorly. Honestly, sweetie, why did you even bother trying? Well, since it's obvious that you can't handle my fat mommy ass, it looks like it's my turn to be on top. Let me just pick you up by the hips. Oh, you're so light! And now I'll just take that cute little cock of yours and stick it right back inside of me. Look at how your body dangles in the air. I don't even need to sit down. I can lift you up and use your little body like a dildo while standing. Oh, this must feel so humiliating. You tried so hard to act like a man, and here I am holding you by the hips as I fuck your cock up into my cunt. Oh my goodness. Even after all this, you're still trying to talk back to mommy. You're actually trying to claim that you're a man and not a bad little boy. Oh, that's so cute. Lucky for you, I know how to quiet misbehaving boys like you. There, that's better. Just look at you. All I needed to do was shove my tongue down your throat, and you just melted. You're like putty in my hands. So, is there anything else that you want to say? No? Oh, I guess you're too weak to try and fight me anymore. Good boy. Now, on to the bed with you. You wasted so much of mommy's time on such silly things. Trying to act like a man. trying to show that you could be in charge.
And where did that get you?
Exactly where you would have been if you had just listened to me from the start. Lying naked on the bed with your mommy-dom girlfriend on top of you. About to be fucked senseless in the Amazon position by the woman who controls your life. Yes. Such a good boy. Just lie there and take it. This is where you belong. Underneath me. Don't ever forget. I'm your mommy-dom. I own you. I own your body. I own your mind. I own your very soul. And I can do whatever I want with you. If I want to fuck you into the mattress like a good little sub, I can. If I want to smother you in my breasts until you're gasping for air,
I can. I'm the boss in this relationship.
You live to serve me, huh? And what I say goes. If you still have any doubts, then I'll prove it. I am gonna count down from five, and when I get to zero, you are going to come. No, I'm not giving you the option to come. You're just going to do it. Not because you want to, but because I fucking command it. Ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Good boy. Yeah. See? What did I tell you? You don't have a choice in anything anymore. Not even your own orgasm. I'm the one who has all the control. That's how it's always been. And that's how it will always be. Now then, it's time to decide how I'm going to punish you for your misbehavior. Oh,
I know.
Where is it? Oh, here. I got this harness a little while ago, but I haven't had a chance to use it. Let me just put it on. Now I'll lift you up and strap you into it. There! Oh, just look at you! Strapped to my chest, naked like a little baby. Now, be a good boy and wrap your arms and legs around my waist. Good! Now I'll just take your cock and stick it back inside my pussy. Ooh, nice! And finally, I'll shove your head between my breasts. Perfect. Now I'll put my clothes back on. Oh, don't worry. You're so small. People won't be able to tell that you're under there. Which people? I'm going out for the day, and you'll be coming with me. Hidden under my clothes, completely naked, with your cock shoved inside my pussy. But don't worry. No one will know that you're under there. Just as long as you don't make any noise. Did you just moan? That's probably because mommy is flexing her pussy muscles around your cock. You better not moan too loud while we're out, or people will figure out that you're under there. If that were to happen, I'd probably just lift up my shirt and expose you as the filthy little pervert that you are. Imagine people pointing and laughing at you as you cling naked to my body, my pussy milking your cock as I force you to come in front of everyone. You wouldn't want that to happen, would you? I didn't think so. Okay, here we go. I hope you're ready. We have a long day ahead of us. Try not to moan too loud, little boy.